Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Elliot J. Gorn's Mother Jones, The Most Dangerous Woman in America, is a historical biography of Mary Harris Jones, the Irish-born labor organizer, better known as Mother Jones. Published in a scholarly but accessible style, the book reconstructs her rise from personal tragedy and working-class hardship to national prominence as one of the most forceful voices in American labor history. Gorn presents her as a central actor in the era of coal, steel, railroad, textile, and brewery Sunkirsch, showing how she combined moral outrage, theatrical public speaking, and relentless organizing to press for worker solidarity and safer conditions. The biography is not only a life story, but also an account of how radical activism, immigrant experience, and Catholic moral language shaped modern labor politics. It is especially concerned with explaining why Mother Jones became both admired by workers and feared by industrial leaders. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how personal catastrophe pushed Mary Harris Jones into labor activism. One of the book's most important contributions is its explanation of how Mother Jones's political identity emerged from repeated personal loss. Gorn situates her activism after the deaths of her husband and children during a yellow fever epidemic and the destruction of her livelihood in the Great Chicago Fire. These experiences matter because they help explain why she did not approach labor issues as an abstract reformer. Instead, she moved toward the labor movement through grief, economic vulnerability, and direct exposure to the insecurity faced by working people. The biography shows that her activism was rooted in a practical understanding of exploitation and dispossession. That background gave her credibility among workers and sharpened her hostility toward the complacency of elites. Rather than presenting her as a born ideologue, Gorn emphasizes the making of an organizer whose politics were shaped by suffering, displacement, and recovery. This framing gives the book emotional and historical depth while also clarifying why she spoke so forcefully about justice, dignity, and collective action. Secondly, Mother Jones as a labor organizer across major strike battles. Gorn's biography gives close attention to Mother Jones's role in strike organizing, which is the core of her historical significance. She appears not as a symbolic figure on the margins, but as an active participant in coal, steel, railroad, textile, and brewery conflicts. The book highlights her work with the United Mine Workers of America, including the 1897 Pittsburgh strike and later campaigns in Pennsylvania and West Virginia. These episodes show how she helped sustain labor struggles that were often violent, legally constrained, and politically isolated. Her value to the movement lay in her ability to travel between sites of conflict, encourage wavering workers, and translate anger into organized pressure. The biography also demonstrates that she worked at the intersection of local conflicts and national labor politics, helping make union struggles visible to wider audiences. By tracing this organizing across different industries, Gorn presents Mother Jones as a durable presence in the formation of modern American labor rather than a one-strike celebrity. That broad scope is a major strength of the book. Thirdly, rhetoric, performance, and the making of a feared public agitator. The biography pays close attention to Mother Jones's public persona, arguing that her effectiveness depended on more than organizational skill. Her speeches, clothing, and confrontational style created a powerful image that amplified her message. Gorn shows how she used moral language, dramatic gestures, and direct attacks on industrial power to become a recognizable agitator. Her famous rallying cry, "Pray for the dead and fight like hell for the living," captures the mix of grief, urgency, and defiance that defined her public voice. This was not theatricality for its own sake. It helped convert labor grievances into moral claims and made her an influential presence in environments dominated by intimidation and corporate control. The book also explains why employers and authorities saw her as dangerous. She could draw crowds, sustain morale, and frame labor disputes as battles over human rights rather than mere wages. In this sense, Gorn's portrait is about persuasion as much as activism. Mother Jones mattered because she knew how to turn public speech into political pressure and how to make labor militancy memorable. Fourthly, religion, gender, and the unusual politics behind her organizing. A distinctive feature of the biography is its attention to the cultural and moral assumptions behind Mother Jones's activism. Gorn does not portray her as a modern feminist in a simple sense, nor as a purely secular radical. Instead, he shows how her Catholic background shaped her sense of duty, sacrifice, and social obligation. This helps explain why her politics often combined radical labor demands with more traditional views about family and gender. She supported working women, but she also believed men should be paid well enough to support households, reflecting a maternalist view of social order. That combination makes her historically interesting because it reveals the complexity of reform culture in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. The book suggests that her authority came partly from inhabiting this contradiction. She was both an uncompromising agitator and a figure who invoked motherhood as moral leverage. This helps readers understand why she could appeal to minors, immigrants, and reformers at once. Gorn's treatment of these tensions makes the biography more analytically rich than a simple heroic portrait. Lastly, why Mother Jones became a lasting symbol of labor resistance. The book's broader purpose is to show how Mother Jones came to stand for the larger meaning of labor struggle in the United States. Gorn presents her as an enduring symbol because she linked immediate strikes to long-term questions of dignity, child labor, safety, and industrial justice. Her interventions in events such as the West Virginia coalfield campaigns and textile strikes demonstrate how labor conflict could become a public issue with national implications. The biography also shows that her legacy was built through visibility. She was remembered not only for what she did, but for how she embodied defiance. By the time of her later years, she had become a public legend as much as an organizer. Yet Gorn grounds that legend in documented action, preventing the account from turning into mere hagiography. The result is a book that helps readers understand both the history of the labor movement and the making of activist memory. It is valuable because it shows how one individual can become a durable moral reference point for later generations of workers and reformers. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers interested in American labor history, biography, Irish-American experience, social reform, and the political culture of industrial America. It will also appeal to those who want to understand how organizing actually worked in strike-heavy industries, where force, law, and public opinion all shaped outcomes. One of its main benefits is that it combines narrative energy with scholarly control, so it is readable without flattening the historical record. Gorn does not simply celebrate Mother Jones as a heroic labor saint. He explains how her influence was built through experience, performance, conviction, and strategic movement across different labor campaigns. That makes the biography more substantial than a short commemorative portrait or a purely ideological history of unions. Compared with similar books, it stands out for treating Mother Jones as both a product of her time and a shaper of it, especially in relation to immigrant hardship, Catholic moral language, and the rise of modern labor politics. Readers come away with a clearer sense of why she mattered, why she was feared, and why her name still carries historical weight in discussions of worker resistance and social justice. If you would like to support Elliot J. Gorn, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.